It is Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. The 106th Christmas tree has been donated by the Gene Nelson family. The Nelson's tree was selected from more than 40 submissions, and Gene and his family will join Santa and other guests to light the tree at the 106th annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony on Friday, November 22nd in Millennium Park. And Gene Nelson is here. Congratulations, first of all.
Thanks.
You had a 55-foot tree in your front yard.
Yes, we did, and that's why we did, is the past.
When was this thing planted?
We found out it was about 46 years ago.
Okay.
Before our subdivision was built.
All right.
So what had happened is it had started growing towards the foundation, and if it's uprooting my concrete, the little landscape wall, and what you don't see underneath the ground is worse than what you see on top.
So really?
We just decided it was best to, it was time to go.
So you couldn't wait to get rid of this thing?
Well, yeah, but it's expensive.
Yes.
And, and finding someone who can come and take down a 55-foot spruce is...
Oh my gosh, are you smart? You are smart! The city of Chicago paid for this, didn't they?
Yes.
Gene, I love this. I love everything about this. So you have a 55-foot spruce in your front yard, and the roots are popping everything up, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to hit something in my house, so I got to get rid of this thing. So when did you hear about the Christmas tree contest here in Chicago?
Well, we heard about it about 4 or 5 years ago. Another tree from Elgin had won the contest.
That's right. I had that family on the air.
And so we said to ourselves, that would be the thing to do. And we waited a year or so because we said, what are the odds on another Elgin tree getting picked? So we waited, and it was 2017.
Okay.
Took a few photographs and sent it to the city of Chicago, and we were a runner-up.
Oh, that's rough stuff.
Yeah. It was too short.
So, it was too short?
Yes.
So 2 years ago, how tall was it? Was the
tree? It was just a few feet short.
Okay.
2 years ago, but now it's not.
So you're thinking, okay, I got to get some fertilizer, maybe put some Sprite underneath the tree.
Yeah, Miracle-Gro,
whatever it takes. I need that extra 2 feet.
Yeah, we were hoping upon hope for good weather for the tree, and with luck, it did happen. So I entered the contest.
Well, tell me the qualifications first of all.
It has to be a spruce tree of some type, or there's one other type, and I'm not sure what it was. It has to be a spruce-type tree.
Okay.
And it has to be 55 feet. And I think they also would like to be able to get to it.
Okay, yes.
So,
it's got to be accessible.
Yes, and the nice thing about ours, they really liked it, so it was really accessible. It wasn't in our backyard. It was right out front there on the street. So... it was a landmark for us.
We would
tell people, because it's a suburban house, we have a house right next to us that looks exactly like ours, and we'd say, stop at the spruce, and they would.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're probably just going to drive by and keep going, and because all the houses are suburbia.
Right.
The same.
They're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
So you submit the tree to the city of Chicago. You get chosen, and it's like, oh my gosh, they're going to cut down the tree. Did you have second thoughts?
No, not really. Once I found out
they were going to pay for it and get it out of my front yard, I'm good with it.
I asked it right away, because once they cut down the tree is one thing, but then you have to get you have to get out there and dig the roots out.
Right.
And you have to
re-landscape. Did we do that too?
They do that.
Wow. I'm paying for that. I live in the city. So you need to thank me.
You know what? I don't know if you are paying for it. From what I understand, the city of Chicago doesn't pay too much for it, or if anything, for it.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I think they said the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and other people help finance this. And don't hold me to that, but that's what I heard from Neil.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So they come out to your house. Are you worried that when they cut down the tree, it may fall the other way and hit your house?
Oh, absolutely not, because they told me how they did it. And once what they do is they have about 5 or 6 guys come out to the tree.
Okay.
And they climb the tree and start wrapping the branches up, almost like bundling it up like you'd buy a Christmas tree at, say, bundled up at like Menards or Home Depot.
Wow.
They tie the branches up.
Okay.
Go to a lower branch,
yep.
Tie the branches up again, and they keep on going till they get down to the lower part of the tree, and they're done. And then once it's all tied up, they cut out a little bit below that, and then the crane comes in the next day when they're done.
Yep.
And they have some chain wrapped up around the tree. The crane comes down, lowers to the chain they have. They pull up a little bit on the crane.
Right.
And then they chainsaw the bottom, and the crane holds the tree up.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they have about the six guys are on the side with guy ropes pulling it with the crane towards the flatbed.
Wow.
It was amazing to watch.
I mean, this is an operation.
Yes, but it went so smoothly. I was really impressed.
I thought they'd just show up with a pickup truck and just cut it down and drive away.
That would have been something in itself. But yeah, we were really impressed by how smoothly it went.
Wow. Gene Nelson and his family. You brought your family today.
Yes, I did.
They're going to be at the tree lighting ceremony. You're going to see your beautiful tree on display downtown in Millennium Park. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, that was that's one of the best things we can think of, because you know from being down here how many people walk down Michigan Avenue.
Right.
And that's just during a regular day,
yeah.
Let alone the holidays. So our tree is going to be out there for everyone to see. Thousands and thousands of people will walk by, and we'll get to walk by it and say, you know, we help make this, you know, holiday season great.
Right. And there's nothing better than Christmas here in Chicago. The lights, the way they decorate downtown is just fantastic.
Yes, exactly. And we're now part of that, and a little bit part of like one of the years of history here. So, you know.
So do you get grandfathered in? Do you get to come down every single year to the event? I can negotiate that for you.
Yeah,
I know Mary May from
you
the city.
You could try.
I got people.
I don't want to get arrested for stalking or anything like that. But it would be great to come down. But it's really interesting to see how they did it. And we're just proud that, you know, we can do that, you know, this year.
Right. Well, Gene, congratulations. You want to say hi to who did you bring? Can you introduce him real quick? I got to hit commercials.
Oh, sure.
That's
my wife, Connie, and my daughter, Shelley.
I love it. Connie and Shelley, thanks for coming down. Congratulations. I hope to be at the ceremony.
Thank you very much.
On Friday, November 22nd, right downtown at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Gene Nelson, the entire family donated the tree. You'll see it on display as you drive past Millennium Park. Okay. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
It's 720 WGN.